Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving, trumpet-blowing, patriot Christians out there. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Fired Up Friday.
Yes.
And also, possibly the first day of Feast of Trumpets.
It is, yeah. It is the Feast of Trumpets is... Well, you don't know the day or the hour
That's
when
right.
it's going to start,
right?
But that is the new moon, and as soon as they see the new moon, they blow 100 trumpets, and the last trumpet is one long blast, and they light fires on the hilltops and spread the word that the Feast of Trumpets has begun. Now, today, the Jews believe... to them, it's Rosh Hashanah. It's Happy New Year, right?
Right, right.
It's like their fiscal year, their spiritual year, you know, because it's the seventh month, first day of the seventh month. So it's not really the new year, but to them, it's spiritually, it's the new year.
Right.
So we always get excited about the Feast of Trumpets, the blowing of the trumpets. It's really, biblically, is for them to commemorate when... Moses went up to get the Ten Commandments. God met him, you know, down
right.
at the mountain and told the people to prepare to meet their God. And
right. And when he went up and the Lord came down and covered the whole mountain with what looked like a cloud and, or was it smoke? Because,
it was smoke.
Because the mountain was actually burnt. I mean, you could see
right.
it still is to this day.
It's
the pictures
black.
Of it,
yep.
it shows that it's black from the top down about three quarters of the way. And that's pretty fascinating.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, the footage there. And to see what they had set up as a sacrificial altar. All
right.
of the
yep.
stuff, they were actually right there.
Yes.
You know, it's pretty yep. amazing. So we're told, and you know, this is one of those feasts that Christ will fulfill on one Feast of Trumpets at
That's
one
right.
time. That's the next unfulfilled feast of the Lord that Christ has not fulfilled yet. And those will be fulfilled in order. So,
right. Yep.
Yeah. And then, so we're excited about that. This is a really good time. And of course, look at the headlines. This is the time to be looking up. It's what he said to be looking for.
Well, exactly. And so every feast of the Lord is considered a Sabbath feast, a Sabbath
right.
rest. And it just so happens that it also does land on Saturday, which is the actual Sabbath. So, you know, it all kind of coincides this time. And, you know, with all of the other coincidental things that are happening in the stars that,
right.
that are supposed to be used for signs and seasons. And so it's just interesting to see that once again, you know, here we come up to Feast of Trumpets
yes.
with all this interesting stuff going on. And so, wow.
And also, you know, this, Israel is preparing for war right now. They're expecting a multi-front war at any time. And of course, you know, their enemies love to strike them during feasts and festivals and,
oh, that's
and
right. know,
things like
yeah.
that, the Sabbaths. So they're really on alert. But, you know, as far as for the listeners who maybe you haven't been listening all week, let's bring you up to speed real quick. The Lord made the stars, the sun and the stars, for signs and seasons.
That's right.
It says that in Genesis. Well, the virgin or Virgo, by the way, prophecy also says, mentions a woman, a virgin, who will be clothed in the sun. She'll have the moon at her feet and will be with child.
That's
so
right.
If you haven't been listening this week, this Rosh Hashanah, this Feast of Trumpets weekend, Virgo is lined up with the sun on her shoulder, the moon at her feet, and there is an asteroid named Child right between her legs.
Right where she would be giving birth.
Yep. Right. And that happens on the 18th, which is, I think, Monday? Sunday or Monday?
Right.
So anyway, whether Christ comes back or not, he can come back whenever he wants, but expect something significant to happen related to the church or to Israel. Something is significant will happen.
Absolutely.
One way or the other.
Yep.
And of course, we're always looking for the return of our Lord, but we think maybe he gave you some hints, you know, when to be looking.
Well,
up.
And he definitely did that. He, because we've been talking about this periodically, you know, across the past couple weeks on our channel about how, well, the Lord does say, you know, that no one knows the day or the hour, but
right.
that is the theme of the Feast of Trumpets, that
yes.
No one knows the day or the hour that you're actually going to be able to spot that new sliver of the new moon.
Yes.
And so nobody knows, but it's also the hint behind rapture. No one knows the day or the hour, you know, that we will be
exactly
caught up in the air with
but
him.
What we do know is,
but he does say to watch for these signs, because he says, hey, look, you know when the fall is coming, you know, I mean, you
right.
can tell by the leaves turning, you know, all these signs, you know, so be prepared and watch for the signs of his coming that he's describing.
Exactly.
And so he wouldn't tell us to watch if there was not indications and indicators.
That's
and
right.
And so, yeah, when you see all the things happening at the same time, not just, oh, well, something happened earlier this year and maybe something happened a little later. No, they're all happening right now.
Well,
so,
and the other cool thing is that when Christ comes back, the rapture is when he comes back for his bride, the church.
Right.
Right. And that begins the consummation of the wedding between the king and his bride, the church.
Right.
Well, the Feast of Trumpets, when Moses went up on the mountain, that sealed the marriage covenant, the covenant between God and his bride, Israel,
right.
on the Feast of Trumpets.
Right.
We know that Christ has fulfilled the first three feasts on precisely those feasts days.
Exactly.
And
yep.
so we can expect for the next three feast, the fall feast, to be fulfilled by Christ
right.
on those feast days.
And so. Another fascinating thing that's happening right now in, you know, associated around the Feast of Trumpets, like you're saying, the Feast of Trumpets is a remembering of the covenant between God and his people that happened at Mount Sinai. Well, that was also the result of God saving the people from slavery in Egypt, that
yeah.
they had been there in slavery for 430 years.
Yes.
And so get this, in the constellation right now of Leo, you know, Leo represents Lion of the Tribe of Judah, which
right.
we all know to be Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And so in the constellation Leo, there is a comet that has not been this close to the earth in, guess what, 430 years.
Yes.
And this comet's name is Nishimuru, but this is the
scientist that discovered it. Yeah.
Right. And so this is, if you were going to look it up, that would be what you would look for, Nishimuru. And it is in the constellation Leo, and it has not been this close in 430 years.
That's right. That's right.
So, you know, I mean, if that kind of doesn't make the hair stand up all over you, I don't know
yeah.
what
well,
will.
There's so many spiritual forces at work in the world that we can see today that are dark forces. Well, I'll tell you what, the forces of light are also in motion.
That's right.
God's not just yep. sitting around eating bonbons while all the rest of this stuff is going on,
yeah,
right?
Right.
I mean, the spiritual world on our behalf is they are in motion right now. There's some amazing stuff
yep.
happening. And so, you know, the forces of darkness, they don't get the whole They're not the only ones on the move right now.
That's right. Take our word for it. Nothing happens willy-nilly in the world of God.
Right. So, let's see. Well, let's get to the word of the day. We just wanted to bring our listeners up to speed.
That's
because,
right.
Because, you know, some they don't catch every show, not right. all of them. So.
Right. We can give them the full rundown of all of the cool things that are actually happening.
We're fired up about that in a good way.
Yep, for sure. Well, and so the word of the day for Fired Up Friday comes from a random turning, which is also an interesting indicator as to what that random turning actually is. So check this out. It comes to us from Zephaniah chapter 3, verses 8 through 13, which read under the title, get this, A Faithful Remnant.
Oh.
Really?
Talking to our listeners.
Yes. Well, and so on the Feast of Trumpets, being addressed to a faithful remnant with all of these fantastic, amazing things going on in the signs, right?
And this is a random turning.
And this is a random turning.
Wow.
And so it reads, therefore, wait for me, says the Lord, until the day I rise up for plunder. My determination is to gather the nations to my assembly of kingdoms, to pour on them my indignation, all my fierce anger. All the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my jealousy. For then I will restore to the peoples a pure language, that they may all call on the name of the Lord to serve him with one accord. From beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, my worshippers, the daughter of my dispersed ones, shall bring my offering. In that day you shall not be shamed for any of your deeds in which you transgress against me. For then I will take away from your midst those who rejoice in your pride, and you shall no longer be haughty in my holy mountain. I will leave in your midst a meek and humble people, and they shall trust in the name of the Lord. The remnant of Israel shall do no unrighteousness and speak no lies, nor shall a deceitful tongue be found in their mouth. For they shall feed their flocks and lie down, and no one shall make them afraid. And that's it.
Wow. That's
yeah.
pretty cool.
So this is a word of the day about the remnant and how he's basically going to stomp the prideful and the haughty.
Yeah.
And
protect his remnant.
Yes, that's right.
And give them a new pure language. That's so interesting.
Yep. Yep, exactly. And you know, especially since Israel has revived the Hebrew language.
Yes.
You know, in the past decade especially, it has really taken off. And so that's fascinating to see that at this time.
That is really cool because most languages all go through a transformation, a evolution, if you will. Like
right.
English came about from the Germanic languages at about 1600 AD. And it was, you know, then there's Gaelic and other stuff. But then English got, you know, refined over 1500 years
yeah,
to where
right.
we have the real super organized language and structure and everything. And of course that's actually happened for quite some time, but the Hebrew language is the same today as it was in Moses' time.
Right.
You know, it hasn't gone through this transformation, this evolution like all other languages do.
Right.
And so it's kind of cool where people can teach their kids Hebrew, which is the official language in Israel, who can read hieroglyphics that were written in Hebrew 2,000, 3,000 years ago, and they can read it just like they're reading a textbook today.
That's right.
We couldn't do that with English. Trying to read something from 600, 700 AD.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
They may have called it English, but it is not the same language we're speaking now. So,
boy, that's for sure.
It's kind of cool. It's kind of a cool study.
Well, and also, you know, all of the people that we're talking about with all of these global warming and climate change declarations and what's supposed to be happening with the Clinton global initiative
Ooh.
On September 23rd, with them claiming all of these terrible things are all because of climate change. And, you know, now they're going to put the world on lockdown, basically,
right.
you know, and so, yes, they're right. There is global warming, just like it says in verse 8. All the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my jealousy.
Yeah. Yeah, climate change and global warming is coming, folks.
Right.
For those of you choosing to still be here. And, you know, the Epoch Times just ran an article. Meteorologists and scientists explain why there is no climate emergency. It's all a farce. It is about collecting power and control and taxing you on nothingness. But what they don't realize, and of course, the whole emergency, the whole fear mongering that they do, fear pushers, is that if we don't do all these measures now and get rid of gasoline vehicles and go to electric vehicles, which is another train wreck, we're all going to be extinct in 5 years, 10 years, right?
Right.
Well, what they don't know is that they're how right they are, but for the wrong reasons.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Yep. So it is. It's the whole thing's a scam, just like the new COVID lockdowns that they're trying to come up with. We got so much to get.
Well, you know, and they've always been saying that it's man-made. Well, I guess I probably have to agree with them there on that point too, because the fire that they're going to experience is directly related to their actions.
Right. Yep.
You know, I mean, it's no the laughing wicked. Matter. I shouldn't even be laughing about that. To wish that even on your worst enemies would be, you just wouldn't do that either.
But the irony of it is not lost on us.
That's right. That's right.
For sure. Okay. So the word of the day, that was Zephaniah.
Yep. Zephaniah chapter 3, verses 8 through 13.
There you go. Good one to read and meditate on through the weekend.
That's right.
Coming up on this Feast of Trumpets. Hopefully we didn't scare anybody at the beginning who are on their morning commute and heard this loud blast trumpet.
That's
you're
right.
About ready to get ran over by a train or a 18-wheeler.
Yeah, exactly. But, hopefully it just made all the hair stand up on your arms and on the back of your neck and it does us.
In a good way.
Right. That's yes. Right. That is a calling. That is the calling of the Lord's angels with that thing.
That's right.
Awesome.
All right. Well, let's praise the Lord and pass the ammunition, right?
That's long as
we're here.
Yep.
And we'll all stay free. Well, stick around. We'll be back with segment two of the morning commute right after this.
Our freedom stems from the fact that America is a republic, founded on a constitution, and dedicated to the principle of democracy and the worth of the individual. The people rule. Another primary reason for the development of citizenship responsibility is that we are living in an era marked by the growth of socialism. To a substantial degree, in one form or another, socialism has spread the shadow of human regimentation over most of the nations of the earth. And the shadow is encroaching upon our own liberty.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Christian Patriots, to segment two of The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Segment two brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level. And the website is prepping2-0.com. All right, Lady Liberty, segment two, lots to be fired up about, huh?
There is. And since so much is going on with the absolutely out of control, unconstitutional New Mexico Governor Grisham, we have this thing that we wanted to share with you, and we want to kind of do a little bit of a series on it so that people understand where the law stands.
Yep.
Right. And that basically they're all trying to say, like she is, like she can just follow this World Health Organization dictate about public health.
Yes.
And then suddenly bring in, a huge constitutional swipe at our Second Amendment rights by declaring some public health thing. That
right.
is absolutely unconstitutional and illegal. She should be put in jail. She needs to be charged with the fact that she has violated her oath of office. That's illegal.
Right.
And then she has also trampled the Second Amendment rights, trying to say that it's on temporary hold, which it doesn't matter what they call it. As soon as they stomp on any rights, it doesn't matter if it's for a minute or whether it's for 30 days, you're not allowed to cross that line.
Well, then her response to the law enforcement saying that it's unconstitutional, for her to say, it's not law enforcement's job to tell me what is or isn't constitutional. That is a warning.
Yes, exactly.
They are telling you because it's unconstitutional. In other words, illegal.
Right. And then she goes on to say something even dumber. She says, in my opinion, that it's not unconstitutional. Well, you know what? The law is not an opinion.
Right.
The law is not open to opinions. In fact, you can't legislate an opinion. And so, so you can't just decide, oh, well, the law is my opinion and I'm going to interpret it any way I want. That is not how the law works.
Right.
And so we just wanted to go through a little bit as kind of, like I said, a little mini series on things in the law that people could really use and understand to justify the Constitution. And so what these are is a list of Supreme Court decisions that are binding on all lower courts, even though they're trying to claim that all of our courts are now no longer Constitution courts, but they are case law courts. And that is the biggest joke on the planet.
Right.
Because, first of all, you can't have, well, the Constitution is the foundation for every law in this nation.
Yes, it
and
is.
If it's if those are not if those are not congruent with each other, then the one that is stepping out is the illegal one, and it's null and void.
Yeah.
In fact,
anything's
the very,
conflict with the higher law.
Yes, exactly. And the or like we're saying, the base law, the foundation law of the Constitution, all laws have to agree with it. And in fact, it says here, all laws which are repugnant to the Constitution are null and void. And that is according to Marbury versus Madison, 5 U.S. 137, 174, 176 from the year 1803. And so then we've got the next thing that says, all government does and provides legitimately is in pursuit of its duty to provide protection for private rights.
Yes.
And that is Windhammer versus the People, 13 New York, in parentheses, 378, in case you want to write that down. And there's another one here that says, an unconstitutional act is not law. It confers no rights. It imposes no duties, affords no protection. It creates no office. It is in legal contemplation as inoperative, as though it had never been passed. And that is a determination in Norton versus Shelby County, 118, U.S. 425, page 442.
That one is right directly, verbatim, word for word, out of the 16th American jurisprudence. Now, they talk about, well, we're not constitutional courts. We're case law. You know, we go by case law. This is case law.
Right.
If they want to claim that they go by case law, this is case law.
Right. And they all go back to the Constitution. And they all are, none of them are in conflict with the Constitution.
That's right.
Which is why they stand. And the next one that we'll read for today, and we'll get on to more of it next week, but the next one that we'll read for today reads, the general rule is that an unconstitutional statute, though having the form and name of law, is in reality no law, but is wholly void and ineffective for any purpose, since unconstitutionality dates from the time of its enactment and not merely from the date of the decision so branding it. No one is bound to obey an unconstitutional law, and no courts are bound to enforce it. That comes from 16 American Jurisprudence, 2D, section 177, late 2D, section 256.
I know it well.
Yep. And so we've got a lot more of those to read next week. And so we just wanted to start in on that series of what the law actually says.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting. And we need to know that, because right here they say we're going to go by case law, but they ignore this case law.
Right.
So you have a judge come along that's appointed by some leftist like the 44th president, who shall not be named. And then they go and rule, yes, you can ban handguns, you know, if it's for the public good. And so then they use that case law ruling, which is unconstitutional, to justify future encroachments on your rights.
Right.
Matter of fact, it grows tentacles, because then they say, well, you were able to have your Second Amendment rights violated over here because of this justification.
Right.
So now this other right over here, which means we can violate your rights if in certain circumstances, because we violated it over here and it was justified. So this over here can be justified.
That's right.
So that goes right back to their line of no rights are absolute. Right? They love using that.
Right.
But then they'll say abortion is a constitutional right, and that's nowhere in the Constitution.
Yep, exactly. So. Yep. And speaking of the law, we have a clip here from Devin Nunes, the CEO of Truth Social, who's pointing out some very problematic issues with Department of Justice. Listen now.
Because the facts need to get out. And I think when the American public discovers what actually has been going on here, it's really important. And Grant, you mentioned something that is key here. You mentioned Attorney General Garland. That is exactly right. Because the Biden crime family, that will all come out. And it will come out when normal people look at this and they say, what happened here? How is it that the DOJ and the FBI had this information in 2015 and 16 and 17? Most importantly, I was the lead investigator when they used the Ukraine impeachment hoax on President Trump. All kinds of documents were hidden from the United States Congress. Now, where am I going with this? The Department of Justice and the FBI, under the leadership of many people that were on Team Obama, continue to be on Team Obama, have moved into the Biden White House, are the culprits here. They're the ones who have done and who have destroyed this country. They're basically ripping the fabric of this country apart, because you don't have a country if you don't have a justice system that works properly and intelligence agencies that work properly. If they don't work properly, as you know, it's been said many times, you end up with a banana republic.
All right. Well, that's a wrap, folks. You have a blessed weekend. Lord willing, we will be here Monday morning, 7 a.m. Tune in then. Otherwise, we'll see you in the sky.
That's right. You all have a fantastic Fired Up Friday and Feast of Trumpets, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.